When we first started out, we hired programmers, and I don't think we were all that good at it, because we didn't know what we were looking for. About 3 years ago, we hired a professional IT director. He'd come over from Denmark. He'd been here in the U.S., was paid to move a large American corporation to Denmark, came over here to run our IT department. Done an excellent job in really kind of weeding things out. It's amazing how many programmers come in to interview, and you've told them what the skills are, and they say they know it, and all of a sudden when somebody can talk the talk and starts asking them questions, or says, hey, let's sit down in front of the computer here, let's go through a little program. Oh, well, I could read the book, I could figure it. People were really filling us full of, giving us a line on their skills. He is really good about evaluating that. That's why we're trying to really get down to more, down to that .NET program, so I don't have as many different disciplines on board. We've been very lucky. We've got two Indian students out of Case Western's graduate school, computer science masters, that we sponsored to stay here in the States. And I'm telling you, they're amazing employees. Their work ethic, their manners, their programming skills, they are so happy to be here. And you know, they're probably making 80, 90,000 a year here with us. They said if they went back over to India, they'd be making 15 to 16,000 a year in kind of a programming sweatshop. They have been just fantastic employees. I think the whole IT department has 18 people with QA people. Out of 130 people, they make up 18 of it, but they're probably 40% of our payroll. Our IT guys can earn time to work from home, and we found that we get more productivity out of a programmer working from home than working in the office. It's amazing how much they get done. And I get a report every Monday of all the times the IT guys logged in from home and how long they were on the network. These guys don't just write programming at work. This is not just a job. This is their hobby. They go home and write programming. They must have their house just wired to the max with all kinds of routers and computers. But it's amazing how much they do from home. So that's one of the incentives that they like. When our IT manager came on board, I didn't know what excited IT guys. I'm not even sure he speaks the right language. But he said what excites them is flat screen monitors, and if they got two of them, that's status. And if you get them an ergonomic chair, there it is. And so we had an incentive program for all our employees, or all our programmers, based on the quality of their work, where they could earn the $900 ergonomic chair, they could get the two flat screen monitors, they could get the wireless mouse. That's what excites those guys.